Good morning. How's everyone doing? Well, it's amazing today that Jesus says that we are to love our enemies. Love our enemies. That sounds very strange, doesn't it? How do we love our enemies? You know, our enemy is the evil one and all those who follow him, and they want to put us to death, sometimes even by the sword. They want to take the sword and they actually want to remove our head from our body. We see this happening in many places of the day just because they're Christian. And therefore, how is it possible for us to then love our enemy? Well, Jesus tells us that we are to speak the truth in love, that we are to speak the word of God to them. And we are not to be afraid of them, for we know that, yes, they may put us to death physically, but they can never put us to death spiritually, because we have been saved by Jesus. We have been saved by Jesus. They have no power over Jesus. Neither does the sword, and neither does Satan. Therefore, Jesus says that we are to love our enemies. What does that word love mean? What does the word love mean? You remember? Owen? Yeah, we're not to hate anyone. And then, okay, Evan, what does love mean? I know you love your brothers, right? Yes, you do. And you love your sister too, right? Very good. So what does it mean to love? It actually means that we are to serve them. So Jesus says we are to love our enemies. We are to serve our enemy. How are we to serve our enemy? What are we to say to them? You know, we have this kind of weapon, and then we have this weapon that's in our mouth. And a lot of people misuse this little bitty weapon that we have in our mouth. It's called the tongue. And they use it to speak all kinds of lies, even if they're Christians, to speak gossip, to say things about people that they know is not true, but they say it anyway. And therefore, when they do that, this sword really means nothing at all, but this little sword in the mouth does great damage. And it's the same way at school. But God says, since we are his children, we are to use this sword that we have in our mouth the right way. We are to use the sword of the Spirit. We are to speak the word. We are to use this sword. We are to use God's word. We are to speak the truth to them in love. We are to serve our enemy by telling them what Jesus has done for me, and then leave it at that. Tell them what Jesus has done for you, and do not be afraid of them. So whenever you come across an enemy, someone who hates you because you're a Christian, what are you to do? Are you to use this weapon on them, or are you to use this weapon upon them? Use this weapon. Use this weapon right here, and then this little thing that you have in your mouth, speak the truth with it. Speak the truth with your tongue and tell them that Jesus is my Lord and Savior and that he can be your Lord and Savior too. Repent of your sin and believe. Confess your sin and believe that Jesus has also died for you, just as he has died for all of us. And that's the sword that we're to use, and that's how we're to use our tongue, and that's how we love our enemies, by telling them, always telling them the truth of God's word. So with that, let us fold our hands and close our eyes, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us so many good things. Lord, you've even given us our tongue to speak the truth with. Help us, O Lord, to use our tongue in the right way and never in an evil way. Help us to serve our neighbor, O Lord, by speaking your word, by telling others about you, and by speaking the truth of your word, that you are the Savior, the very Lamb of God who's taken away the sin of the world. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you soon come for us. And all the children said,
Amen.
Very good.